It is 649, 1320, WILS. Now, if you're feeling that your career is in a rut, you're about to hear from someone that's going to help you get out of that rut immediately. Rupa Unnikrishnan is with us. She is a very accomplished former vice president of corporate strategy and global head of worldwide talent at Pfizer and worked at BlackRock and Citibank. She's now a coach. Her brand new book is The Career Catapult, Shake Up the Status Quo and Boost Your Professional Trajectory. Rupa, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, good. And you're originally from India. You were a sharpshooter as a teen, a champion sharpshooter. Were you always bound for success then? Or?
Yeah, by hook or crook, right? No, it just happened that I discovered this talent, and it opened up all kinds of opportunities. I got a Rhodes Scholarship, and I was on my way once I started shooting.
Yeah, what are you most, when it comes to your own success, what would you say the reason is for how well you did?
Well, I think one of the examples I give is my own example. I remember when I was young, I had this assumption that I was going down a certain pathway because my father was in government. I thought I'd join and be in government. And his career got jolted. As a result, I realized that I couldn't bank on my own ability or my own chances of being in government. Mm-hmm. And that jolt, very early on, I want to say I was 14 years old, was one of those key moments. The other key moment was when, thanks to him, I discovered this almost serendipitous moment where I discovered I could shoot like nobody else. And I was shooting right through the center. And it unlocked something in me about... I remember telling myself, wow, this is what being great at something feels like. Mm-hmm. And so those two moments then got me focused on sort of really thinking through what else is out there? What else can I do? And so I started making choices. Yeah.
Looking at your resume, is it just one success after the next? Is that how your trajectory went?
Well, and also some disappointments, right? There were times I have had moments where I had to stop and think and learn. I made some bets which didn't quite play out, whether they were companies or certain types of career paths. But the biggest learning for me, which I've tried to capture in the book, is you're constantly learning, but you have to be very deliberate in thinking through what's going on around you. So I tell people you have to start by digging deep, understand what motivates you, what you're passionate about, but also recognize what your blind spots are. Because you're thinking you're doing great, and suddenly you get a really hard knock. You can't just sort of sit there wondering what happened. Right. Understand it. And once you do that, and you're starting to look at what's out there, what are the trends? I call it stalking trends, not in the creepy stalker way, but like a panther. You kind of got to always be on the prowl, understanding what's going on outside,
together. What are the big trends right now that are happening in the business world?
I heard you just speaking to Mars, right, about robotics, right? So that is certainly happening in the business world. And if you're sitting there thinking, hey, I'm not an engineer, what you can be doing is, what does robotics mean in your own industry, right? If you're in the healthcare industry, does that mean that rather than being in the operating room, being a doctor, surgeon, or a nurse, are you going to be sitting somewhere else letting the robot do it, but you still have to be the analytics person, right? The other thing I see is there's a lot of talk in my own industry about the autonomous car or generally thinking about transport in whole new ways. Mm-hmm. So these are sort of, while they, to some people, many people look at it and think, gulp, I'm not sure I'll have a job tomorrow. I think if you stopped and thought about it, you'd see how that opens up all kinds of creativity, spaces where we can grow and change and evolve our own capabilities.
We're talking to Rupa Unnikrishnan. Her brand new book is The Career Catapult. Rupa, let me ask you this, because with your resume, I'm sure someone looks at it and goes, wow, here's someone that's accomplished. If you haven't had great success and your resume is being weeded out by computers and you're really not even getting to the interview, how do you get yourself to that position nowadays?
I find that the third step that I recommend to people is this idea of jolting your network. People really, maybe for the first entry-level position, you might be able to go down the usual path of applying through the website, right? Because the chances of you hitting against somebody who is highly accomplished is lower. But when it's coming to sort of mid-level changes in career, my greatest advocacy is network. Network like bejesus. Go out there, not just sort of connecting with random folks who never met you, but really spend time understanding. If you figured out, okay, there's this space I want to get to understand, say it is autonomous cars, do your research, figure out who are the first, second, third level people in your network that you need to get to know, who are writing about this, who seem to have great jobs in this arena.
What do you do? You approach them and openly say, look, I'm looking for a job in this field. Can you help me? That kind of thing?
Well, that, but better yet, saying, hey, I've been looking at this area, and here are three things I've recognized about this space, right? So let's say you are a mechanical engineer, or you're somebody who's been a copywriter and you in advertising, and you want to make a break into a whole new industry group. Go in and say, here's what I do, here's what I've seen in the trends, and here's an insight I want to share with you. Do you think that's relevant? And hey, given that we're having this great conversation, are there opportunities out there? When you have that kind of conversation, it's much better than I need a job, because guess what? A lot of people need jobs, right?
Certainly. Now, you were the former global head of worldwide talent at Pfizer, so you probably saw some of the most talented and intelligent people out there. What qualities, I mean, when you're dealing with so many options for employment, what qualities really make you decide that this is the person I want?
Yeah, I usually, at that point when, you're right, I met some amazing people and I continue to meet amazing people. I think these are people, the ones who have the highest potential to succeed and that I tend to focus on are the ones who have shown and proven that they have the ability to learn and try new experiments with their career. Mm-hmm. So even if it doesn't look like they did fabulously, say they went off and, went to join a startup, created a startup, made a big lateral move into a whole new industry, if they're able to come in and talk in an interesting way about what they learned, mm-hmm. and why they did it and what they will not do in the future, that's a great sign of somebody who's going to be able to change. Because if there's one thing we've all seen, there isn't a single industry out there that's not changing rapidly.
Constantly.
Like, constantly.
With that in mind, is someone in their 40s and 50s, are they naturally going to have a harder time finding mm-hmm. work then?
Not naturally. I think if you are somebody who's gotten complacent and said, okay, hey, I've proven for the last 20 years that I do X. I mean, I do editing in a certain way, mm-hmm. and so you should give me a job. Lower chances. But if you're able to say, I've been editing for the last 20 years, and guess what? That's the same skill you need if you're trying to communicate your value as a startup, or that's the same skill in financial services that you need to be advertising to your B2B business. If you're able to sort of put your mind into that next level, what I call prototyping the possibilities, like imagine the possibilities in new careers, then I don't think it's as much of a barrier. In fact, it's great because you know that this is somebody who can take real experience, right? They're not kids coming out of college. They take real experience, but they're willing to sort of try in your environment to bring value right away.
Rupa Unnikrishnan, her brand new book is The Career Catapult. And now you're an executive coach at this point in your life, or?
I have been doing executive coaching, and I'm now the head of strategy at a company called Harman. We do work around new technologies in all kinds of cool spaces, including the autonomous car.
Okay.
But I share my coaching insights from my last 5 years of coaching okay. in the book. Well, 20 years, really, yeah. of coaching in my book.
When you look at technologies like the autonomous cars, what kinds of job opportunities do you think are going to be there that aren't there right this minute?
Well, I'm thinking if you're able to really be able to do things like data analytics and insights development, because there's a lot of automatic computerized data analysis that's going to happen, but there's also the need to create unique ideas. So you're in a car, everyone's got an autonomous car in their offering. A BMW's autonomous car offering is going to feel different than, say, a GM's, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can create those new experiences based on your insights, so you're creative, that's one side. On the other side, totally different, if you love working with materials, if you can imagine whole new interior spaces inside these cars, because you no longer have to keep looking outside, right? So if you can create new ways of developing the internal space inside of a car, that's a whole different thing. And then how about what happens outside of the car? Because it's going to be so easy to pop in and get from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. Is there something about designing that route, communicating to this automated car? There are all kinds of new ways that you could be advertising. So, right. I mean, the sky is the limit here.
That's fantastic. Rupa Unnikrishnan, the brand new book is The Career Catapult, Shake Up the Status Quo and Boost Your Professional Trajectory. Find her online at thecareercatapult.com, thecareercatapult.com. Rupa, it's been a pleasure. You've got me thinking for sure. Great to have you on WILS.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Enjoyed it. We're back tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye-bye.